The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis, and with me this morning is my lovely and gracious wife. Her name is?
Me.
Robin Ellis, and she joins me this morning. I thank her for every time she helps with the show, because she is a true help with the show. She has her own opinions. She has her own outlook on things. We don't always agree, but...
That's true.
You know, we always say it the way it is, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. You're listening to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about hunting and fishing, the great outdoors. We talk about firearms. We talk about legislation. We talk about anything that evolves around the outdoors. We talk about nuisance wildlife. We talk about the biology of critters. We talk about just about anything that you would like to talk about, and you are running the show this morning. You are the keepers of the topics. So we will defer to you folks in the audience to bring up anything you want to talk about, anything you've seen in the wild, any questions you want to ask. We will be more than glad to attempt to answer those questions intelligently and succinctly. Our producer this morning is Chris Klaproth. He's located there in the studios at WCBM 680 in Baltimore. We're located in Easton, Maryland, where we're supposed to get, I don't know how much snow, because nobody can tell us. Right now there's about two inches on the ground.
You think it's just two?
About that.
I think more came down, but it didn't stick right away.
It didn't stick right away because everything was warm, warm and wet, yeah, so... It took a while for it to stick after it started yesterday. So Chris and Robin and I stay in touch via text, and that's how that works. Hey, Chris said, don't touch those dials. Equal levels coming through here. We've had issues trying to keep the dials adjusted, not only so that Robin and I can hear each other sitting next to each other, but so that you can hear both of us loudly, clearly, and distinctly as we come through the board there at WCBM. So we seem to be in pretty good shape this morning. Well, let's take our first phone caller this morning, and that would be you as soon as you dial 410 WCBM 680. We are giving away our final set of tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It starts, I believe, on the 5th of February and runs through the... Well, you'll have to listen to the commercials. Chris, you did receive the new commercials, did you not?
Yes, I did, and it basically through the 13th, because I think the 13th of February is a Sunday, and in this particular commercial, they mention, you know, come back for free on Sunday.
Yeah, if you buy a ticket any other time, you can come back for free on Sunday, which is kind of nice. They've been doing that the last couple of years, and I just find it very generous that they would do that, so... That's what we're doing today, giving away two tickets. We will get the rest of those tickets in the mail to everybody.
Do we have two left? We had two left.
We have two left. That's all we have left. Yep.
So, okay.
Why did you want to keep them?
No, I thought we were going, but I don't want I don't want to keep the ones that gave us to give away, because
we'll get our own.
No,
we'll pay our own way, so that's fine. Yeah. I've always done that. You know, I mean, I occasionally, we'll trade advertising for services in the magazine, but I've always tried to pay our own way, despite what the sponsors do. So, I mean, they pay us to promote their event, so we pay when we go to their event. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's the honest thing to do. Anyway, there we are, 410-922-6680. Everybody's still in bed waiting for the snow or waiting for the snow to end. And we understand that. There are some diehard bow hunters that are going out this morning. Just be careful out there in the wind. If the wind picks up too much, there's a potential of falling trees, which is something that is extremely dangerous when you're in the woods. So just watch that, would you?
When I came out here this morning,
yeah,
I don't know where it came from or what it was, okay? But for about 10 to 25 seconds,
yeah,
it sounded like Santa Claus was pounding on our roof.
Really?
So I don't know if it was a tree limb that came down or... So I have to check that out. I meant to tell you that when you got up. Sorry.
That sounds good. I'll do that. I will do that. So Chris, how was your week?
It was quick.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. We were working. I was working on the hunting quarterly, which is now at the printers entirely. So you know, last minute stuff with some of our advertisers and getting the story straight and photos straight and that type of thing. So it was good. Hey, let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling to get the last two tickets.
Well, good luck for you.
I hope so.
Yeah, let's see what happens. You never
know.
All
we can do is try.
All you can do is try.
Keep trying.
So.
Yep. That's it. We got a nothing burger here in Dundalk.
Nothing burger?
Yeah, like an inch.
You need to be a little closer to the coast.
Yeah, no thanks.
No?
No. They're going to get slammed.
Yeah? Okay, I got it.
That's what they say, anyway.
Oh, well, I see. I love it.
Robin's
just give me the slam.
What do you call somebody that loves snow?
Yeah.
That's what Robin is. So.
Yeah, well, some people are crazy.
That's me.
Well, if you meant that directly at my wife, I'll take offense to that. But if you meant it in a good, joking manner, then I'll go with you.
Well, I'm on Robin's side. I like the snow.
I like the snow. I like to hunt in the snow.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right, well, Gary, thanks for your call, buddy.
I'll listen to you and see if I made it.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, hey, John B. Good morning, John B.
Good morning, John.
Yes, indeed. Hoping you get some snow to enjoy, according to John.
Yeah, he knows I love snow.
I know he knows. That's good. How are things in Ellicott City? Just wondered if there's any snow over there. So
he'll tell me in a minute.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. So, well, let's talk about the week here. We have a nice magazine coming out. We've got some fishing in this Hunting Quarterly. It's our once-a-year fishing outlook. And our guest and caller, Rudy, wrote an article on catch and release, hooking studies that he had done through the through his years at the Department of Natural Resources, a fisheries biologist. We ran most of that article, primarily concerned with striped bass, the hooking, hooking mortality and things like that. And that's in there. We have the Young of the Year survey in there. We have the there's a study on river herring or alewife and shad that is going to be shared among all the various agencies that manage shad in their rivers. You know, most of the states here on the East Coast have some shad, so they're getting samples from around the region, and they're putting all the genomic data together to share with all the fisheries managers, which is pretty cool. So we've got some of that fishing stuff in there. And we've got a lot of deer stories. We finished up the story of Lucky. If you want to read the first part of Lucky, you can check that out on the online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com and read about Lucky. When you go to the website for Maryland Hunting Quarterly, you'll see a picture of the front cover, and it's on that it says View Online. You click on that, and that opens the magazine up to you. It's in a flipbook format, and you could just go page by page by page. It's best on your computer screen. It's a little difficult to read on your phone, but we've got that. We've got some events. We've got schedules of events in there for upcoming events. We have, of course, the great advertisers that we have, and that support the quarterly. We love them, and they're in there promoting their products and things, whether it's taxidermy or retail or archery or whatever that might be, and even some of the sponsors of our radio show advertising the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So, you know, we've got all that. The deer stories are pretty good. We got a big story about a big Sika deer. We got stories about nice whitetails, one from Kent County, two from Montgomery County. Photos of, from all over Maryland of deer that have been measured or, you know, about to be measured by bucks, bears, stags. Speaking of bucks, bears, stags, they will be measuring at the Maryland Bowhunter Society event. That's a banquet for Maryland Bowhunter Society. That's coming up on March 12th at Martin's West. And Chris, if you'd like to join us for that, we'd love to buy your dinner for you that day if you're available on the 12th of March. So you don't have to commit now, but look at your calendar and see where it is. It's right there at Martin's West, so you're within minutes, you know.
So. Exactly. I could get there before the car even warms up.
Probably so, but it's not till 11:45, so don't worry about that. You can go and get a nap and come back if you want.
Exactly. That's what I'm
Yeah, please join. I mean, I'm begging. Please join us. I would
That'd
love
be
to,
fun.
I would love
That'd
to do
fun.
That.
You don't have to beg, but I will be there.
Okay, cool.
I'll still beg. I like
But I will. I will mark it on my calendar, otherwise I'll forget.
March 12th, yeah. Yep.
I got to tell Brian and Jason that date. Don't let me
forget. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because they always help out. Yeah. Now we got two little ones. We'll see what happens. It might not be. They might not, but we'll see.
Our buddy Joe, he has got some interesting relatives. He had an uncle Joe. Who was a Joe, the joke guy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He had an uncle who was a clown with Ringling Brothers Circus for 35 years. When he passed away, all of his friends came to his funeral in one car.
I just shake my head. You know, every time you talk about a clown dying, I think of the Mary Tyler Moore episode. What was it? Krusty the Clown?
Not Krusty.
What was the clown's name?
Krusty the Simpsons.
What was the clown's name?
I don't remember. I didn't watch that show too much.
Oh, my God. It was one of the fun. I've got to play that for you today. I'm going to find it.
Yeah, you can do that. That would be great.
God, we are right on the line. Look at that, Alan.
I know, you're on the weather.
So. I know, the weather's on the TV.
I know. Right now, though, I have to talk to folks about some of our sponsors, which I love doing because, you know, they're just overall great people. So that's for sure. Hey, I want to know if you have that beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use. I mean, it looks so stately there in your great room or your living room, you know, or your family room. It's a beautiful-looking thing, but you never use it because it's too much work to go out there and cut wood, split wood, too expensive to buy wood. Well, why not consider a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? That's what we did, you know, and they installed the thing. It's beautiful. It's an Enviro model EX35. They installed it. They made arrangements for the fellow to come that helped install it to do the stonework, you know, and put our mantle on, which is really pretty looking. And, they also did, you know, the follow-up and service work that we needed afterwards, if you know. And they were friendly about it. They were nice about it. And we like the convenience of the remote control. And why isn't it on right now? That's a question.
What?
Fireplace.
I don't know. I've had it on all morning. I'll have to turn it up again. Okay. It's because it's got the room so nice and toasty already.
It is nice in here, yeah. We both enjoy that beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. I sit out here in the evening. Once Robin goes to bed, I'm not quite ready. I sit out here and turn the thing on. I fall asleep right in front of it. It's great. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and we just want you to make sure you get one while they're still in stock for the year. So you can select a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Well, it's here. The cold weather's already here. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500 for Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. So we talked to Mr. Clyde a couple of times this week. We're doing his ads for the magazine for the spring issue, and he upgraded his Browning ad. There's a few Brownings now that that are new for 2022, and back in stock, like the Browning BPS, the famous Browning pump shotgun, newly designed stock with a new look, a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel and forged steel receiver, bottom ejection, which is what sets it apart. You're not smacking your, you know, your blind mate in the head with an ejected shell. It's going right down the bottom. It's a satin finished walnut pump action, all with a superior fit and new checkering surfaces. The BPS Field model Browning pump shotgun. That's for sure. The other new gun is new for 22, which is a Satori Hunter Grade 1. Reliable over and under shotgun with a gloss finish, metalwork, and gold enhancement on the receiver. A satin finish Grade 1 American walnut stock with an inflex recoil pad, a silver bead front sight, and three flush choke tubes are included. All at Clyde Sport Shop, all from your full line Browning dealer, Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sport Shop. And we'll be right back after these messages.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In a department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, ho with crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true." Santa, he started perspiring, and it looked like he might be in pain. And his face got all stiff as he asked the man if he would take just a moment and kindly explain. Well, the man said, "You know, I'm from Maryland, and them crabs is what I'm itching for. Don't you know, Santa dear, with steamed crabs and a beer, it would be like a trip back to old Baltimore. Baltimore. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do."
That crab season is just around the corner, you know. So we can't wait, can we, Rob? We had crabs a fair amount last year, didn't we?
Yes, we not enough.
Not enough. Of course not. Of course not. Do you know that you are a kayanophile?
A what? Yep. I knew you were looking it up.
Kayanophile.
It sounds like a
any
bad
organism
thing.
That loves the snow and can thrive in cold weather conditions.
I love the snow. I don't know if I could thrive without a fire.
Kayanophiles can be animal, plants, or fungi, or robin, or fungi, however you say that, which have specialized adaptations that help them survive the harshest winters. Which is the opposite of a kayanophobe, who doesn't like snow at all. So,
got it.
Are you a file or a phobe with the snow coming?
Oh, I like that. I think our snow is just about done, unfortunately.
Oh, well, so be it. So be it.
No, I don't want it to so be it.
Oh, I do. I think it's fine without a lot of it. I like to look at it. I like to hunt in it. So, speaking of hunting, you know, we're in the final throes of the waterfowl season, and if you're headed out there today, let us know what you're doing. I mean, I'm seeing pictures. People are knocking down the redheads. A big flight of redheads came in here and here in the last days, and the season has just been good for those who like to hunt waterfowl. I love to hunt waterfowl. I just haven't been in the last several years. Just haven't taken the opportunity to do that. But what I am looking forward to is next week, the primitive deer hunt days, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Oh, yeah, he has been talking about that.
Yes, indeed. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, hunters with a valid hunting license or those exempt from the hunting license requirements may use primitive bows or muzzleloaders to hunt sika and white-tailed deer during these days. Primitive devices, hunting devices, are defined as longbows, recurve bows, flintlock or sidelock percussion muzzleloaders. Okay? Hunters may not use compound bows, crossbows, draw locks, and telescope or other electronic aiming devices. However, fiber optic sights are permitted on otherwise legal primitive bows or muzzleloaders. Any deer harvested during the primitive hunt days count against the hunter's 2021-22 archery or muzzleloader bag limit for antlered and antlerless deer. An exception is in Region A, where hunters may harvest one antlerless deer that will not count against your existing archery or muzzleloading bag limits. So you are encouraged to consult the Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping for more information on the primitive deer hunt and other deer hunting regulations. So, during the primitive deer hunt days, Maryland requires deer hunters and their companions to wear daylight fluorescent orange or daylight fluorescent pink in one of the following manners: a cap of solid fluorescent daylight orange or pink, a vest or jacket containing back and front panels of at least 250 square inches of fluorescent daylight orange or pink, or an outer garment or camouflage daylight fluorescent orange or pink worn above the waist and containing at least 50% of daylight fluorescent color. Hunters should carefully inspect all their tree stands. Always wear a full body harness. Hunters are encouraged to help others by donating deer taken in Maryland. The state tax credit offers hunters an incentive for donated deer. And then there's a little bit more to that, but you can read that online. That was published on January 21st on the Department of Natural Resources website in their news page. So, what do you think, Chris? Should we brave it and go out there with a primitive muzzleloader and try and shoot a deer with a flintlock?
You can, but I'm going to have to say no.
You're going to pass on that one.
I'm going to pass, not because of the cold, but I have yet to get out and fire my muzzle loader and get used to that, much less a primitive flintlock.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got plenty of both. But the gun I selected, I went to check it the other day, and for some reason I took the breech plug out. It's a 54 caliber Renegade, and I took the breech plug out. The nipple. It took the nipple out where the cap goes. I think I did that because whoever had owned it before, bought it used, and it was in great. It's still in great shape. Had used it so much that the nipple was expanded at the top, and a cap wouldn't particularly fit on there very well. So I'm going to go to alternative. I'm going to go to the gun I set up last year and try and work with that. So we'll see what happens. Been a while since I shot a deer with a primitive muzzleloader. Probably, I don't know, 25 years, something like that. But it's fun. It's always fun. Patched round ball, 80 grains of black powder, a lot of smoke. It's just a fun time, that's all. And, you know, if you shoot and you miss, oh, well, you shot and you missed. That's the nature of the beast. So we'll see what happens. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from any of our listeners out there. Have a chance to win the tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show and coming up next couple weeks here in the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Not a very far run to get there. So, Robin, if you go, we can go early, take the car, park, get in your little scooter, and off you go.
I'm ready. Excuse me. I am so sorry.
You better be. So.
Starting to irritate myself.
Yes, well, maybe if we had some collars, you could get that cleared out of your throat. What do you think?
I think I'm going to say, I will talk to you all in a minute, okay?
You'll talk in a minute. Oh, you're going to close it off and just unplug it if you want. Okay. Well, let's hear some snow forecasts from around the region. Let's hear from callers on the shore. I'd like to hear from somebody down near Ocean City and see what they're getting. You know, maybe up in Cecil County, Kent County, see what's going on up there. You know, the front of the storm, I guess, or the side of the storm stops before it gets to Hagerstown, you know. I mean, the other day we're getting pictures of thermometers in Garrett County of 15, 20 below zero, and it was cold here, no question. We've got enough ice up in western Maryland to go ice fishing if you'd like to go. Got some pictures of a friend of mine who had fished. They caught some bass through the ice, believe it or not. But I like to catch those yellow perch through the ice. That's fun. That's always fun. So up there and get yourself situated, figure out where to go, what to do, and go fish, go ice fishing. So I got to renew my fishing license too. I guess they track you. Mm-hmm. Online, because it's year to year on your license. So if you buy it on May 1st, you don't have to buy another one until May 1st next year. And I guess I have to re-up my fishing license. So being an old fart like I am, it only cost me $5, which is cool.
What age do you? What
65.
Yeah. Oh, I got a ways to go.
Yeah. So best thing you can do, thank you, Chris, the best thing you can do to get ready for, oh, look. Look how deep the snow is. It doesn't even come up to the sole of my shoe. God, these news reporters crack me up. Here we are outside such and such, and I'm just showing you that we've got less than an inch of snow. But it's beautiful out here, and be careful on the roads. How about that for report? There, I did the entire weather forecast for the Baltimore and Maryland region. So, getting ready for spring fishing. What am I going to do? First thing I'm going to do, since I didn't do it last year, I'm going to replace the line on some of my favorite light-action fishing rods. I use spinning gear primarily for the perch, the white perch, the yellow perch, the hickory shad. I haven't taken the fly rod out lately because I haven't fished in any place that's conducive to fly fish like I used to. Deer Creek is great for fly fishing for those hickory shad. But haven't been up there in a few years, so, you know, we stick close, we fish local, and so what I'll do is replace my light line. You don't need to go any lighter than 6-pound test unless you really, you know, feel like you should go to 4. But I like to put a high visibility line on so I can see where my bait is when it's floating downstream. Make sure my hooks are sharpened. Make sure I've got enough shad darts. Make sure I've got those sharpened up, because I'll tell you, a dull shad dart, there's nothing like losing a fish when the hook isn't sharp. Another thing I like to do, if I'm going to catch and release fish like hickory shad, I like to press the barbs down on those shad darts that I use for hickory shad in those silver and gold spoons. The reason is because you're going to turn the fish loose, and the fish doesn't necessarily – fight the barb on your hook. They always tell you to keep your line tight, keep your rod up, keep your line tight. That's because the fish is fighting the bend of the hook. So you bend the barb down. It makes it far, far easier to release a fish, and you know, because you just flip it out of the jaw without that barb sticking in there. So I like to press the barbs down on my hook. I've done that. I've always done that. Well, let's put it this way. I've done that for the past, 40 years. So I can say always, especially when fishing for small fish. And even trout fishing, if I'm going to release a trout, I'll do that same thing. You know, you might catch an undersized perch or an undersized yellow perch. You want that perch to go back and grow up and, you know, spawn. So it just makes sense to me to press that barb down on the hook. And I've also started to use a little more, going to more circle hooks or octopus hooks on some of the smaller species. It seems you get a better hook up and you don't have to, you know, snap your wrist and set the hook so hard. The fish tend to hook themselves on those types of rigs. But again, still press the barb down. Anyway, that's a couple tips I have. Make sure your bobbers aren't beat to death. Make sure if you're using a spring type bobber, you know, with the elongated bobber with the weight on the bottom and the two spring clips, make sure they're working. Make sure you know how to work them, and you know, make sure you have plenty of three way swivels if you're going to double rig a shad dart. So, hey, let's talk to Ed. Good morning, Ed. How
morning,
you doing?
Ed.
How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Doing
what's
good.
Going on?
Good. I just telling the screener that the last time I listened start to finish was 2011 when I was driving out to Pittsburgh to the NRA convention.
Wow.
Pick up every once in a while, but I don't usually make it through.
Uh-huh.
And do you know whether or not we were talking about muzzle loaders? What fire sticks, are they ever going to be? Are you ever going to bring those into muzzle-loading territory or not?
What's it called?
Fire sticks.
Explain what a fire stick is.
You know, it looks kind of like a shotgun shell.
Oh, yeah. I think they're legal. I do really think they're legal. It's just another way to load a firearm. It's a particular brand that CVA is our sponsor here, so that's another brand of shotgun. I don't know why they wouldn't be.
Okay, because, you know, they had a... I don't know, article, I think it was in one of the NRA magazines, and it said that they were having problems. You know, they said, well, it doesn't...
Did they mention Maryland? Did they mention Maryland particularly?
No, I don't think so, but knowing Maryland, they're down on everything here.
Actually, they're not, but that's okay. You believe what you want. What do you think Maryland's down on that you don't like?
Well, I think the boss would like to get a concealed carry permit, but, you know, she's not... She can't say a... you know, she has whatever they want you to require to have
uh-huh.
a need for it, and I don't like that.
Uh-huh. Well, if you're talking about like a medical marijuana card, that's a federal law, not particularly Maryland. Maryland tried to override that a couple of years ago and failed because it is a federal statute that if you have
right.
a medical marijuana card, you cannot have a carry permit. So, I don't think you're allowed to even own a firearm, quite frankly. So, if that's what you're talking about, that's not Maryland. That's
I think he said that they needed a reason to carry.
A reason to carry?
Yeah.
I think she should try. I really do.
Okay.
I mean, they have lightened up on that reason to carry type of thing.
Okay.
And I think if you check it out, go to Clyde Sport Shop or your local gun dealer and see what they have to say about that.
I usually go to Molly's or Brighton's or
yeah.
try to keep everything on this side of the bridge.
I like Brighton's for sure, no question. So,
yeah.
All right, man, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
In the meantime, stay warm.
Yeah, we're trying.
You also.
we're not going anywhere. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think we'll talk about our couple of our sponsors here real soon, like right now. Let me see if I can find what I'm looking for. I don't know why I can't keep my hand on that schedule. Ah, I know what I'm talking about now, I think. Hey, it's coming next week, next Thursday, February 3rd, and next Friday, February 4th. It's a 16th annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction at A&M Auctions. see www.amauctions.com. Now, the auction will be conducted at the A&M Auction Facility. That's 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland. On Thursday, February 3rd at 5:03 p.m., the online auction only begins with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and much more. The Thursday auction is a timed online-only auction with bidding via proxy bid. You can see more on that at www.amauctions.com. Hey, then on Friday, February 4th at 5:02 p.m., the live on-site auction begins with live online bidding via proxy bid, and that is going to take place in the building, 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg, and you can go and bid live or online if you like. There are 350 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, military rifles, shotguns, and handguns, a 2003 Toyota Tacoma 4x4, a 98 Dodge Ram 1500 4x4, a boat trailer, a single-axle military trailer, and much, much more. Just go online at amauctions.com, and you will be able to take a preview this coming Monday, January 31st, from 4 to 7 p.m., and on Friday, February 4th, right before the auction starts, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the auction house. See amauctions.com for more information. You'll be glad you did. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. Well, hunting season winding down. They're winding down, too. They are waterfowl department still has decoys and blind bags and ammo, and they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. Oh, my gosh. They're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. And there's a fine selection of firearms by Gun Runner Arsenal. Now, they have some bows, too. Matthews, Hoyt, Compound Mission, 10-point Wicked Ridge crossbows. All the accessories that go with that. But right now, they're gearing up for fishing season. They have a huge selection of fishing tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing. I mean, snakehead stuff, perch stuff, trout stuff, you got it all right there. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. That phone number, 410-956-0300, 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, as well as freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. And that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, Get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's talk to Shane. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Oh, good morning.
Hi, Shane.
Good morning. We have about an inch and a half down here.
Down here where?
Down here in Farmville, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yes. You were talking about the swishing down the barbs and the inline spinner on the spinner baits?
No, I said that on, well, live bait hooks is what I usually do it with.
Okay. Well, I fish on catch and release, and I fish
right.
with a panfish.
Right.
And actually, on the inline spinners, I actually cut two of the hooks off.
Uh-huh.
And
that
I guess
sense.
You, I would probably miss so few fish that it's not even noticeable.
Right.
But I did have a question about I own a gun I had acquired from my dad when he passed.
Okay.
And I can't find any information at all on it.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you guys can, anybody out there has maybe heard of it.
What is it?
It's a percussion. And it's called A.A. Scott & Company.
Huh. I don't know.
No, I went online and all I see is like C.W. Scott and blah, blah, Scott & Company, yada, yada. But I can't find a lick of info on this thing.
Okay.
A.W. Scott?
A.A. Scott,
A.
right?
A.A. Scott?
A.A.
Scott.
Scott
& Company, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it could have been a very, you know, it could have been a private guy that just built them for friends and family and, you know, like to put his name on stuff. There's a lot of those out there, but we'll see what we can find for you. Let's talk to Ruth. Hey, Ruth, how are you?
Hello. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing better than I was.
Well, glad to
That's
hear
good.
That.
I would like to know, do you see any drumfish? They still have drumfish.
Oh, they still have drumfish. They're not sought after very much here in the bay anymore. Not like they used to be. But that's a that's a thing that they catch down at Cape Charles, and we catch some here at the mouth of the Chop Tank. Usually around June to July is when they show up.
Uh huh.
You're talking about black drum now.
Yes,
All right.
I'm 81, and my mother and father was in a Moorside Temple religion, and they didn't eat no pork back then, no beef back then. Them days we ate nothing but fish.
Right.
And I would love to get one.
Wow. Okay. Well,
when I first started hearing y'all on the radio, because I lived in Denver for 10, 11 years.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back to be near my mother, I turned the radio on, and you were on, you and your wife.
Right.
And I've been listening to you ever since.
Well, I appreciate
that. Well, we appreciate that, Ruth,
Thank
a
you
lot.
So much.
I remember when y'all was getting married, planning your wedding.
That's right.
It feels like that? Forever.
How long have y'all been married now?
Four years,
just over four years. But it feels like, I feel like I've been with you forever.
Well, that's what love do for you.
Well, marriage isn't just a word, Ruth. It's a sentence.
Yes. But I'm happy for both of y'all because you seem like you get along so good.
We try. We do. Not always,
My
but we
friend,
try.
Ronald, he called you last Thursday.
I remember.
Yeah.
So
we're going to go this summer to New Orleans, Louisiana, for a convention for the blind, the National Federation of the Blind Convention.
You'll, Yeah, you'll have a good time in New Orleans.
You'll have a great time there, and you'll find a lot of good fish down there.
My cousin was from New Orleans, so I know what that. I know a little bit about that town.
You do.
But I didn't like to live down there because I was homesick for my mother.
I understand.
I don't blame you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and
Ruth,
how's the grandchildren?
Oh, they're good.
They're doing great.
Good. So.
Doing great.
Oh, well, that's fun. How many you got?
Just three. Three.
Well, three. I actually have five. I have five. Robin has two. But we have two right here at the home place. So they're from the shore here.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, Ruth, thank you for the call.
I'm a moron, so I know about some of these towns.
Okay. Ruth, thank you very much for the call. We'll talk soon, okay?
Where's a good place to go fishing? In Baltimore.
Ruth, honey, I got to move along. I got something to do here.
We'll find a good place for you. We'll mention it, okay?
And let you know, okay?
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you, dear.
Uh-huh. Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Oh, my. Hey, you know that fireplace in your house that you don't use anymore? Consider a gas fireplace. There you go. It looks so beautiful over there. Gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They are the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Remote control, blower, light inside the box there. It looks really pretty sometimes. And we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace. Hearth America did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service since then. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency, and we just want you to make sure you get yours while supplies last. Act now. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Well, it's here, so they'll still take care. You got plenty of cold weather yet to go. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, it's coming up next week, the 16th Annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction at A&M Auctions. They're located at 8000 Esham Road in Parsonburg. See www.amauctions.com. Next Thursday, February 3rd, and Friday, February 4th, is the Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction. It'll take place at the auction house on Thursday, February 3rd at 5.03 p.m., It's an online-only auction. It begins with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and more. So jump online to see this one. Thursday auction is a timed online auction only with bidding via proxy bid. See the website again, amauctions.com. Then on Friday, February 4th at 5.02 p.m., the live on-site auction begins with live online bidding via proxy bid. But you can bid right there in person as well as online. There are 350 firearms, including antique modern military rifles, shotguns, handguns, a 2003 Toyota Tacoma 4x4, a 98 Dodge Ram, a boat trailer, single-axle military trailers, and much, much more. Decoys, accessories, you name it. If it involves the outdoors, it's going to be at this auction. Take the preview on Monday, January 31st, next Monday, 3 days from to 2 days from now, from 4 to 7 p.m., and then Friday, February 4th, from 4 to to 5 p.m. right before the auction starts. See amauctions.com for more information.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Okay. Miss Robin, your turn.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and enjoy this snow. I'm going to